And Matt Bevin joins us now with what's making news headlines around the world. Hi, Matt.
G'day, Fran. Look, the White House Correspondents' Dinner is just about the toughest room for a comedian. There are 3,000 people there from lots of different news outlets and both major political parties. So just about every joke you're going to tell is going to make someone in the room upset. Having said that, comedians over the years haven't stopped themselves from taking shots at people right to their face. Here's Stephen Colbert in 2006, standing about 3 metres from George W. Bush.
I believe the government that governs best is the government that governs least, and by these standards, we have set up a fabulous government in Iraq.
And here's Larry Wilmore in 2016, standing about 3 metres from Barack Obama.
Saw you hanging out with NBA players like Steph Curry, Golden State Warriors. That was cool. That was cool, yeah. You know, it kind of makes sense, too, because both of you like raining down bombs on people from long distances, right? Sure. What? Am I wrong? What?
Larry Wilmore with a hybrid basketball predator drone joke there. All previous comedians received some sort of a backlash to their jokes. But this year there has been an extra negative reaction to the jokes of comedian Michelle Wolf, who wasn't standing next to President Trump because he wasn't there.
Of course, Trump isn't here. If you haven't noticed, he's not here. And I know I would drag him here myself. But it turns out the president of the United States is the one pussy you're not allowed to grab.
He said it first. Yeah, he did. You remember? Good.
It wasn't that joke that she's copping flack for, though, nor is it this one.
Mike Pence is also very anti-choice. He thinks abortion is murder, which, first of all, don't knock it till you try it. And when you do try it, really knock it. You know, you got to get that baby out of there.
Nor was it this one about presidential aide Kellyanne Conway, who was there watching when Michelle Wolf said this.
You guys got Kellyanne on your shows. All she does is lie. If you don't give her a platform, she has nowhere to lie. It's like that old saying, if a tree falls in the woods, how do we get Kellyanne under that tree? Ooh. I'm not suggesting she gets hurt, just stuck. Stuck under a tree.
It is, in fact, her jokes about White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders which drew the most anger from the press and politicians.
And of course we have Huckabee Sanders. We are graced with Sarah's presence tonight. I have to say, I'm a little starstruck. I love you as Aunt Lydia in The Handmaid's Tale. I actually really like Sarah. I think she's very resourceful. Like, she burns facts, and then she uses that ash to create a perfect smoky eye. Like, maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's lies. It's probably lies.
It's these jokes that she's getting most slammed for, particularly by Republican Party figures like Sean Spicer, who said it was disgraceful, Florida Governor Rick Scott, who's called it mean, Sarah Sanders' father, Mike Huckabee, who said it was vicious and vile, and Fox News figures like Chief National Correspondent Ed Henry.
What a contrast when you saw that mean, hateful, vile, I don't even want to say comedian, whatever she was last night. I was there for it. It was disgusting, despicable. Sarah Sanders should get an apology from the White House Correspondents Association. I'll get into that in a minute. I was there. It was despicable.
But she's also getting some criticism from Democrats and also from journalists from The New York Times, CNN and MSNBC, who have called it insulting, bullying and said that Sarah Sanders deserved an apology. But when you watch the full speech by Michelle Wolf, the criticism of Trump and his aides was really just a lead up to her criticism of the media.
We've got our friends at CNN here. Welcome, guys. It's great to have you. You guys love breaking news and you did it. You broke it. Good work. You guys are obsessed with Trump. Did you used to date him? Because you pretend like you hate him, but I think you love him. I think what no one in this room wants to admit is that Trump has helped all of you. He couldn't sell steaks or vodka or water or college or ties or Eric. But he has helped you. He's helped you sell your papers and your books and your TV. You helped create this monster, and now you're profiting off of him.
Donald Trump wasn't too bothered by all of this. He was at a rally in Michigan.
I could be up there tonight
smiling like I love, where they're hitting you shot after shot. These people, they hate your guts. Shot.
The president started talking about North Korea, and a new chant filled the air at the rally, with the crowd starting to chant Nobel.
But I'll tell you one thing, we're not playing games, and I remember, you know, it was very rough 3-4 months ago. That's very nice, thank you. Nobel.
There's a lot of discussion on Fox News overnight that depending on how the scheduled talks with Kim Jong-un go, President Trump might be headed toward a Nobel Prize. Here's Fox News' Geraldo Rivera.
This could be the beginning of the end of three quarters of a century of hostilities that have destabilized the entire Pacific Rim. And I think it's an advance forward, a historic moment. And I totally believe that if this happens and there are really meaningful steps taken, that the president of the United States should be nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize.
Would they do that?
Would they do that is a question that keeps getting asked, including of Republican Senator Lindsey Graham.
If he can lead us to ending the Korean War after 70 years and getting North Korea to give up their nuclear program in a verifiable way, deserves the Nobel Peace Prize and then some.
Yeah, will he get it?
I want to be there. It may be the first time the Nobel Peace Prize was given and there was mass casualties, because I think a lot of liberals would kill themselves if they did that.
And it's not just on Fox News, Fran. There are several calls coming out at the moment for Donald Trump to be considered for a Nobel Peace Prize if he is able to achieve peace on the Korean Peninsula.
How about that? Matt, thank you very much.
Cheers,
it's just the beginning of the calls.